What Direction is Forward by lead visionary Paul Chatterjee. We all know that the Earth spins. It rotates on its own. It circles the sun. It passes other planets. And it circles the solar system. These events are on the orders of days, years, or longer. These actions are also driven by math, physics, and science. So it has an objective base and a predictive element that gives you a very high confidence about what it's going to do next. Historically, mankind has dealt with four seasons in the order of spring, summer, fall, and winter. The temperatures associated with these seasons is related to the physics and placement of the Earth's distance from the sun. There's also a predictability based on these movements that the sun will rise again in the morning and set in the evening, and on which side of your position that will happen on. These are absolutes, and while they do have an impact on people's daily lives, their time frames and actions are based on predictability. People often confuse the Earth with the world. The Earth is matter, mass, science, and mass. It is a physical object. The world is the people that occupy that Earth. While Earth is predictability and a known pace, the world does not. People in general are unpredictable. There's 7 to 8 billion people on the world, and that means 7 to 8 billion times the unpredictability of just one person. These people are not just individuals, but they're also organized in families, communities, professions, regions, and countries. The world creates motion on its own, sometimes in harmony and synchronicity with the Earth, and sometimes in strange and confusing directions. We're in one of those strange and confusing direction cycles now. Let off by something outside the control of the people. The reactions have driven discourse into the normally predictable plan, and the virus, which is causing this underlying issue, is not something that can be negotiated with or reasoned with. It exists just like the Earth. Globally, people are staying indoors and away from each other, not going to work on a standard schedule. This makes the predictability of tomorrow difficult. As the events of the day blend, so does it disrupt the validity and trend of expectations for what's coming up next. This is like a giant whirlwind that comes into the physical world like a hurricane, except it is energy that's being shared between people that's disrupted. People don't realize how much they count on the invisible energy to create predictability in their lives. When it's disrupted by societal, financial, health, or political upheaval, the effect on daily living can be devastating. The disruption starts with little changes. You stop your normal routine. You stop dressing up to be out with others. You stay with just a fixed group of people, and this puts you at the front edge of the storm. A little uncomfortable but tolerable. But since the duration is unknown, no new plans can be formulated. As time goes on, more and more people get impacted. The collective energy from their loss of order in their life, the disconnection with the community, disconnection with work and others starts to spread and amplify. This amplified disruption spreads to all aspects of life. Communication, food, thoughts, and introduces anxiety, uncertainty, and fear. Normally, these feelings are buried inside the busy world of work and community. So the chaos and whirlwind that are formed by all of these amplified thoughts and collective energy are dissipated at the surroundings. But there are times when the whirlwind is localized, compacted, and concentrated. It can't be ignored, and it doesn't just blow away. Instead, it brings in a strong force that can affect different people differently. It's like a tornado touching down and disrupting one house while leaving the house next door like there was no sign of its presence. The standard response mechanism to these environmental disruptions and impacts, and the changes in world energy from these environmental issues, are usually dealt with at the community level. It's the support of the people in their roles in the community that help address these problems. These pinpoint whirlwinds don't respond to that. They create isolation from the community, so issues seem unmanageable as a standard solution, out of reach of the community, and now falling into the individuals in order to be able to resolve them. But that's not the only answer. The conformity of the society has to address these environmental issues and these whirlwinds as a general community concern. Therefore, a community solution is needed, even though every single person isn't directly affected the same way. However, when you're isolated and separated, you look toward a self-reliant solution as the full answer. If you take a deep breath and then realize there's a whole separate world that you're part of that is based on your internal beliefs, values, goals, and the goals and values of those in your inner circle. While it's not as large as the societal community, it does have a lot more compatible and available energy for you. This will allow you to find a self-reliant solution. Your first step is to remember to decouple from the outside world from what you're doing. It's not helping dragging around the energy from all these people who don't understand or see your problems. It becomes a huge energy sink like an anchor holding you still. Next, collect your thoughts on what you have available to help. Your health, your family, your skills, knowledge, and observational awareness, and use these to focus positive energy into protecting yourself, your goals, your values, and beliefs. It is this internalization and self-reliance, in the context of the energy from your inner circle, that'll help you break up the whirlwind. The challenge comes when you're swept up in the wind and having your thoughts and energy thrown all around in circles about being able to tell what is up from down, what is forwards from backwards, because you're in a spin. Since clearing ideas in this situation is hard and in many times pointless, it's fine to close your eyes, take a breath, and think through the vision of what it is you're looking to do. During this time, it gives you a chance to let your mind reach out of your thoughts to the knowledge of survival you have inside you. Consume the internal energies to slow down the action and allow your mind to make a clear vision of the goals back to the forefront of your mind. Shutting out the influence of society, community, and the world, staying away from the news, new information, and the additional chaos it brings, can help you pick a point in time and process the information for that point. In this still image, you're no longer being spun around in the whirlwind. You can orient yourself as to what is up and down, what is front and back, and to re-shine your light on the goals with a starting point and the energy you have from your inner circle all focusing on this goal, you can slowly let the world start to spin up. But this time, you have a fix on the focus moving forward, and that focus is on your goal. The whirlwind may seem strong, but it's temporal. It can't outlast you. Your beliefs, your values are stronger and longer than this whirlwind. It means it can't displace your goal. Worst case, you end up with a meander on your path that sets you back in time. But if you remember where you're trying to get to and why it's important that you get there, then you can go ahead and address the goals of your individual world and keep the chaos from the outside world from chipping away at your energy and disrupting your progress. Focus on your goals, what you need, with the internal breath and energy from your circle, and you can make your way to that goal, even though there's chaos all around.